Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, February 6th, 2008. Normally at this time, I introduce herself as Stephen and Brooksine Weber preparing these messages, which we have prepared today's message, but Brooksine had to take off for an appointment today, so it's me alone here before the microphone. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and we want to encourage you once again today with a message that we hope will challenge you from God's Word. Today's message is titled Training for Godliness. And if you were to go to our website today, you would see a picture of Brooksine and I doing some physical training on stationary bikes in a gym. But that's not what we're talking about today. Our scripture text, there's two of them today, Psalm 119:11 and 1 Timothy 4, the latter part of verse 7 and verse 8. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Train yourself to be godly. For physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. Well, Brooksine and I are diligently trying to get into better physical shape and lose some weight. It's something we are always working at, but with varying degrees of diligence and success. We are walking daily throughout the beautiful countryside and really trying to be careful in our diet. Brooksine also attends a special exercise program for women several times a week. The daily scripture portion says, physical training is of some value. Our bodies are the temples of the Holy Spirit, and we believe that properly taking care of our physical nature is a means of glorifying God. But comparatively speaking, physical training is of little value in relation to spiritual training. Godliness has value for all things, the daily scripture states. Godliness impacts every area of our personal life, our family, our church, our work, and our society at large. And this godliness holds, the scripture states, promise for both the present life and the life to come. That's why we need to, quote, train ourselves to be godly in the daily text. Surely the Apostle Paul is speaking here of the spiritual development and disciplines we volitionally participate in that contribute to a growth in godliness, such as Bible reading and study. Scripture memorization, prayer and praise, church participation, and service for Christ. The word train translates the Greek word gnathe, from which we get the English word gym. It is in the present active imperative, which indicates a present, ongoing action we participate in and is strongly enjoined upon us. A study resource book I use has a powerful thought on this point. It is not the self-centered ascetic struggle of the individual for his own moral and religious perfection, but the training necessary for the unhindered pursuit of God's purposes. This exercise was a vigorous development and application of all Paul's strength and ability that he might bring glory to God with every thought and action. Today we encourage you to train yourself to be godly. A foundational component of this training is the implementation of God's Word to our hearts so that it is carried out in our actions. Remember, we are always in spiritual training for godliness. It's a lifelong pursuit. Join me with just a one-sentence prayer. Lord, help me today to be aware of the importance of training for godliness and to faithfully practice those disciplines that will make me strong in you. Amen. Well, thanks for joining me this morning, although again, Brooksine did read over the message and provided some input before she left today. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. We do have several photos up on the site today. I mentioned early on a photo of Brooksine and I riding some stationary bikes. We also have up today something we've been talking about the last couple of days and we've had several requests for, and that is a list of suggested scripture verses from each book of the Bible. And there's information on the website and the ability to Click on a link that will be a PDF file that will open a page that you can print out, you can copy, you can distribute, whatever you'd like to do. We certainly encourage you to use this resource. We also have a few humorous notes up today, some songs that we feel support the message. All of this is on the website for the message dated Wednesday, February 6th, 2008. Again, our website is dailyencouragement.net. We welcome you to visit the site and the message for these additional resources. Have a blessed day and truly continue to train yourself to be godly.